baby girl, we are live.
No, don't start with the baby girl.
Why?
Cut.
You can't get it. Cut it. It's a great intro. People have been DMing me like, hey, Don, we miss your intros.
Baby girl is the highlight. You said baby girl last time. And you were like, yeah, hey, baby girl or something. And I died then and I'm dying now. So apologies. Welcome back to another episode of The Source of Don and Till.
My goodness. I love the podcast with you.
Yeah, it's fun. I have to admit, I do have a little bit of a headache, so I don't feel like I'm on like my A game, but I'm doing my best. It's a Friday afternoon. We're going to grilled. Friday night, we're going to grilled. Things are good.
What do you mean you're on your A game?
Well, I have a headache.
We had this conversation today. It doesn't matter what situation you're in, you have to turn up.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
No.
I wanted you to explain it more.
The real part.
I kind of just gave you I told you I was running this podcast and that was the first part of the running. So keep going, baby.
Funny. Oh, so you actually set me up for it. I love it. It's as if we planned that. No, we had this and I had this discussion this afternoon when we were going for a drive to a meeting and we were just saying like, it doesn't matter.
I've had a headache all day. This is how it came up.
Oh, that's right. So Till's had a headache all day and we were saying like, it's such a good quality to have when you just show up. You know, and it's just like, it's any given situation, life doesn't matter what you're feeling or I think it comes
what's
down to
happened.
It comes down to being that reliable person, right? So it doesn't matter if you have a headache or doesn't matter what you're going through. Like when you need to turn up in life, you show up and you give 110%.
Or don't go. That's what I think. So it's like Don and I can be going through a very stressful day or whatever and then we've got a podcast, we've got an interview, we've got a dinner, we've got a meeting, we've got something where we have to be on.
Well,
Don and I will always be on.
That's what we were saying, like with each other. We're so blessed to have each other in our lives because we do everything together. You know, we do all our meetings, we do all our interviews, we do all our media, we do pretty much like 100%.
It's nice now.
We're doing almost
everything together now.
I think what we were saying was we could go from like, you know, meeting with lawyers, or we could be going through some of the worst moments in business in our life. And then the next meeting is like an interview, or the next meeting is like a meeting with our staff or our team. And like, we just enter that space and we just have to show up.
We've got banter, we've got jokes, we're having a good time. Like, life is good.
We just feed off each other. I'm so blessed. It's the craziest.
I think it's important. That's the difference. That's what you're saying. That's the difference between like, that's showing up. Showing up doesn't mean just attending something.
No, it's not. Don't just be present. Don't just arrive.
Yeah, show up.
Show up.
And if you don't want to show up, don't go. Like, I just think I am big on that as well. Like, if you really cannot do it, don't attend the event. Tell your friend, you know, I just can't do it. I'm in a really shit mood and I can't make it.
Yeah.
Like, just be honest because I would much rather, because I just think it would be a really shitty situation if you were like going out to dinner with your friend and your friend was in a really shit mood or something and then they just didn't – the shit mood right from the start and I would be like, you know what? Like we don't have to do this. Like you can bail on something if you don't want to do it. I don't think there's anything wrong with cancelling something because you're simply like not in the mood. I seriously don't.
And I think like you can be honest about your mood. It's not about like, oh, I'm just miserable today. Like if you're really feeling shit and you're not going to add value at that experience, don't go.
Yeah.
But if you go, like, be open because, you know, the converse that is, or the other side to that is, let's say you've had a bad day and you're feeling, you know, shitty. Sometimes when you go to these things and you're surrounded by your friends, like, they can inspire you and you can feel good. But if you know you're going to be miserable and if you're not going to be open to having a better night, don't go.
Yeah.
But if you go, show up.
Show up all the time. I think that's so important.
No, I want to elaborate because I was having this discussion with my team last week, actually. I just remembered. And, you know, one of the most honorable things in a person, and more in particular, you know, an employee even, is when, you know, staff show up to work, when they arrive at work and they show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have shit we're going through. But, guys, when you arrive at work on Monday morning, get ready. Get up, show up, like get ready to work. And it's the same thing like even in relationship or anything. When you turn up, show up.
100%.
Wow, okay. So that was an accident. That was an accidental topic of the top of our minds. What else have you been thinking of, baby?
I just thought like this episode could be like a little bit more chill, just like talk about some things that we've learned this week. I have like a little list of some things that I have learned. I've been reading a lot of audiobooks. You don't read audiobooks.
I mean, yeah, that is a conundrum.
I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks and podcasts and things like that. And I have some cool takeaways. I thought I wanted to share them, just keep it cash, talk about my new nails because I ripped my – I did rip my acrylics off. So do the maths, but I had acrylics for 13 years or something. Isn't that madness?
The same pair.
No, not the same pair.
Well, is it a set? It's a set of nails, not a pair of nails.
Oh, yeah.
The same set.
10 individuals. So anyway, I pulled my acrylics off and I'm a Bi-App Girl now, which is Builder in a Bottle. Very good for your natural nails. Every single time I would ever post my nails, I would get flooded, like my acrylics flooded with people saying, you have to do Bi-App. And it annoyed me so much, truthfully, because I was like, I don't want to do Bi-App. I just want to do acrylics. Now I'm a Bi-App Girl. So I should have listened to you guys earlier. My nails look like a little boy at the moment because I didn't get tips. I wanted to do a whole natural nail journey and just like have a little project on the ends of my fingers. So that's what I'm working on at the moment. Cuticle oil is my latest addiction and I'm going to be a natural nail girly.
But you're trying to be natural in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I'm going to get an explant, most probably, of my breast implants. They're 10 years old now. You need to continuously get your breast implants replaced. So that's something I kind of thought about. When I was 21 and I got my boobs done, I thought 10 years, oh, forever in the future, I'll deal with that when I'm 31. Now I'm 31 and I have to deal with it. I'm like, okay. So it's just something to keep in mind. Like I've loved my boobs for 10 years. It's just not the kind of phase that I'm in anymore. Things might change. I might get implants again. But as of today, I want to get explants. So we'll see how that goes. That's what I think is going to happen. Natural nails, natural boobs, natural hair color.
We're moving to the farm and we're going to, you know, plant our own vegetables and what's the Simple Life song? Da 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 da.
Take two girls, both filthy rich from the Bahamas. That was such a great show, The Simple Life. Did you watch it?
I watched bits and pieces of it. Mm. I mean, when I was a young boy, I wasn't sitting there watching The Simple Life.
No,
I wasn't. I was out playing
in the mud.
I was playing in the mud. I was doing boy things outside.
I loved it. Nicole Richie forever. Still a big fan of Nicole.
All right, what else have you learned?
So anyway, Tony Robbins. I have been not reading Tony Robbins' book, Ed Milet's book. I get the two confused, but we did see Tony Robbins speak at a seminar kind of thing before. He was fantastic. I love him. I love Ed Milet. I have been listening to Ed Milet's audiobook. It's called The Power of One More. It is so good. I highly, highly, highly recommend you listen to it or read it if you're a reader, but I like to listen. I like to read fiction books and listen to nonfiction because then it's like kind of podcasty and I do them in the morning. And then if I'm reading like a like spicy fiction book, that's good. I don't want to listen to that on audio. So anyway, I'm listening to One More Rep, I believe it's called. And it just – The Power of One More, sorry. It is basically the tools and the guidelines to take you to the next level and to outwork, outachieve other people in a positive way. So it's basically saying, you know – if you're at the gym and you've got 10 reps, do 11. Do one more. Outwork everybody else.
No, start with the example of the pinata. This one really, when we were driving the other night and you brought this up, yeah. I was like, whoa, what a piece of knowledge. So guys, follow on this one.
Okay, so a pinata, you guys know what a pinata is. Basically, Ed was telling the story, Ed, my pal, was telling the story about a pinata and he was at a kid's birthday party. I might butcher it a little bit, but you'll get the point. So there's all these kids and they've got their blindfolds on, they're swinging, they're trying to hit this pinata, trying to get the candy out of the pinata. The kids are missing it, they're hardly tapping it, they're getting pissed off because they're like using all their might, they're missing the pinata, they're hardly hitting the pinata, nothing's happening, nothing's breaking. Goes, heaps of kids go through the line, nothing seems to be happening. And then at the very end, like the smallest kid gets the stick, puts the blindfold on, hits the pinata, smashes it, candy goes everywhere. And the kind of point or the thinking point of that story is, was it the smallest kid that hit the pinata and made the pinata break so everyone could get the candy? Or was it all the work that went before? And it's the power of one more. If you didn't try that pinata one more time, it never would have broken. And obviously it wasn't the small kid at the end who hit the pinata who broke it for everyone. His actions did, yes, but it was because of the actions before. And I think that's something, like, that story is amazing to me. I think it's fantastic. And it's like, there's a lot of memes I've seen or, you know, pictures that show like even the eye. I think it's like, no, it's a guy underground and he's like hitting with the hammer and then he's like hitting, like he's trying to get like get to the diamond or something, and he doesn't know how far that diamond is, and he gives up just, and he's about to hit it and smash the wall. Behind the wall is the diamond, and he gives up just before. And it's like, if he just did one more rep, the power of one more can literally change everything. And in the book it goes on, you know, do one more rep at the gym and tell your loved one you love them one more time, because you never know when you won't get another time, and you never know what that one more can do.
It's funny because when you were telling the Tony, the Ed Milet story, that's the image I was thinking of. You know, it's such a powerful image. So I know it's a Monday or a Tuesday and you guys are listening to this right now, and I know there's some of you, you know, like Till and I, that are working on something and you're just feeling hopeless. You're just feeling like you're not getting anywhere. You feel like the work you've been doing for the last year or 2 years is just not progressing. Here's a crazy analogy. You know, compounding work over time is an energy exerted that you will always make progress on. So in your life, when you're mind, you might not be getting the result you're thinking that you're supposed to get, but you're still working. Something's going to work. And if you believe in your vision and your dream, and if you believe in the idea that you have, and if you stick to it over a long period of time, you're going to win. Like, I firmly believe in that concept. Like, so what I'm trying to say to you is, don't give up. Don't quit.
Yeah. I also think there's something, when I'm working towards something, I was saying this to my trainer the other day, when I'm working towards something, even if I'm not seeing the results straight away, but I know that I am physically doing everything I can, physically, mentally, everything, doing everything I can to work towards achieving this goal, I feel really good. You kind of feel you have to, I think that's the truth and what the quote of, like, it's about the journey, not about like the destination really means. Because say, for example, I'm working towards something really big at work and it's a massive project and I have my to-do list because, you know, we reverse engineer things. So we will think of the end goal and then we work backwards and make to-do lists of all the baby steps that we need to do in order to achieve that end goal, tick it off. And you get that feeling of satisfaction. And if I'm working every day towards this end goal and I'm ticking off all the baby steps that I need to do, that feels so good, even though I may have not achieved that end goal yet. I mean, I was talking to Bronte about like squatting or something, like it was to do with like weightlifting. And I said, like, sure, I might not be there yet or like whatever I'm trying to achieve, but I'm doing everything that I can. And to be honest, that knowing that you're doing everything you can gives you a sense of peace and proud, like achievement. And at the end of the day, I just want to go to bed feeling proud of myself. That's literally my one goal in life, is to go to bed and think, yes, you did well today. Like, just feel proud of yourself. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what's happening in the outside world. At the end of the day, all we have, like, you only have yourself. And I think if you can go to bed and feel proud of yourself, you've had a great day and you've achieved all that you need to. And working towards those goals, doing something one more time, one more rep, outworking the person that you were yesterday. I want to say that. I know I said before outworking the competition and stuff, and sure, that might be what that's about, but I think it's more important to outwork yourself or outwork the old you. And just like hitting that pinata one more time, that's when I think you can really be proud of yourself and you enjoy the journey.
I love it. That's deep.
Yeah, it's a really good book.
I'm probably
going to listen to it again.
Like, is it that good?
Yeah, because I think sometimes when
you've loved Ed Milet for the longest time.
You've always noted me before, guys.
I'm going to have some words, Ed, if you're ever listening to this.
I'm sure he is. I think with audiobooks, sometimes you miss bits. Like, that's something that
it's
really
like Game of Thrones.
Out.
Like, every time I rewatch Game of Thrones, I see.
Bloody hell. How many times have you watched Game of Thrones now?
I'm on the fifth time.
The fifth time.
Guys, every time.
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
You're missing out
Harry
so much.
Potter,
less Ed Milet.
Or Titanic.
You're just too busy.
Too busy with Ed Milet.
Too busy learning.
On self-development. So that's something. I also, this is just going to be like a learnings episode, okay? I'm just going to share with things that I've learned recently. So I hope you guys enjoy it. It's called The X Theory, I think. I named it The X Theory. It's not about your ex-boyfriend. It is about...
By the way, guys, I'm learning as you are about what Till has recently learned.
We spoke about this one. I sent this to you.
The X Theory.
This is basically the X. So we just explained it
X
with my dad.
Yeah, okay,
the letter X.
Yeah, yeah, got you.
Your ex.
Oh, yeah.
So basically the X Theory, it's not actually a theory. I'm going to change that. The X...
That's why you threw me off. It's not a theory.
The X rule.
The X rule.
It's something that Don and I are going to do when we have children. It's like a parenting, but also we told like our best friends to do it too. The X rule means that whoever You can text. So if I'm a mum, I'm going to tell my kids this. They can text me at any time of the day, wherever, whenever, whatever situation they're in with the letter X. I will call them and I will fake an emergency and I will say, tell me where you are, I'll come and get you. And I will not ask any question, even if they're wherever they are is different to where I dropped them off. They are feeling unsafe and they need to be picked up. They have sent me the letter X. I pick them up. And the rule is that you, the mum, the dad, whoever, does not ask any questions. You do not ask because they will tell you if they want to tell you. But, you know, if you pry and like say, what are you doing there? This isn't where you're supposed to be. They're not going to text you. And I would much rather anyone that I love text me, I come and pick them up, and they're out of that situation as opposed to them being stuck in the situation and not knowing, like being scared to tell, you know, the parents or your best friend or your partner or whatever about where they are. So I think that that's like, I think that is like life-changing literally because like there were many a times when I was little that when I was younger that I found myself in situations that I was not supposed to be in, but I had never heard of this X rule. So I kind of just like waited it out, you know what I mean? Like I was in a situation, I wanted to be saved, but I had no like a exit card. That's kind of like it, right? Like on Uno or Monopoly or whatever. Yeah, Get out of jail free.
What do they call it in the army? Exfiltration or like when the, I'm just imagining if my kids send me X, I'm just going to get the boys. I'm just going to get in a chopper and we are going to go in. We're going to retrieve. We're getting in Black Hawks and we're going to wear our black.
I don't know if that, I think it's supposed to be outfits, a little less discreet. Like, yeah, a little more discreet.
Babe, if you send me X, I'm
like get out of jail free card kind of thing. It's just like, because at the end of the day, you want that person to be safe and you want them to feel like they are safe in any situation because you'll
not,
be there and just
feel
pick
judged,
them up.
And not feel judged.
You can't ask them about it. So you guys should like start doing that in your life too.
When you always send me XXX. Is that?
Yeah, that's like kisses. That doesn't mean I need to be rescued.
We're going to have to create
some. You call them, you ask them for the address. You go get them. You don't ask any questions. I think that is like parenting genius. Genius. It will be so hard not to ask questions. Imagine.
We'll figure it out. We'll do a post-investigation. I'll send the boys back. We'll get some witness statements and we'll get some hostages and I'll figure out what happened.
Hostages. This escalated quickly. And another thing that I was talking about was like cute little love languages that I have
realized. I don't know if this one's if this is a love language.
Turning on read receipts is my love language. And just having like,
So I'm going to turn on read receipts and then I have to buy presents. Is that?
Yeah. Oh. You already have read receipts on for me. But I think that read receipts is a great love language. Like I have asked my best friends to turn them on and I think it's cute. Read receipts doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to reply straight away. It's just like acknowledgement that you've read the message. I think it's a love language, having the faith and the trust in each other to read.
So positive because most people, if they read that and saw someone not responding, that would cause a war.
No, I don't mind. If you don't text me back, it's fine. But I just like to know that you've seen it at least, you know, like running late, if they don't reply, I don't really run late.
You see, I'm the opposite. If I send a message and I've seen someone's read and hasn't instantly responded to me, I'm like, I get shitty. I'm like,
oh, really?
Why haven't you responded?
Maybe I'll turn my read receipts off to you.
You're savage.
But I think it's nice. Like, it's just nice. Like, I don't need you to always text me back, but it's nice to know that you have seen the message and you're across what's going on. You know what I mean? So read receipts are one of my love languages. And I have also realized another one of my love languages, favorite things, is when you can have a conversation with someone and you don't have to explain the whole conversation. Chloe did it the other day in the car. She said, she was like, we're talking about driving manual. And she says to me, oh, like, you know, on the other night and they were doing it together and they were trying to drive. She was talking about the Kardashians. She was talking about Kylie and Kendall driving manual, like Kendall trying to teach Kylie.
Finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, Kendall teaching Kylie how to drive manual. And Chloe didn't have to say all the words because we just get each other. And that's one of my favorite things. That's one of my favorite things about I say it to you all the time, babe.
I distinctively remember when we first got together in our early stages, you made that comment and you said, I can't wait for us to have been together for a long time so we can have shared memories. So when we tell
so cute.
It is cute. And then when we tell stories, we can tell stories together and complete the story.
Yeah, because that's like one of the worst things when you're in a new relationship and you have to like give the like background. Like I could be like, oh, my uncle so-and-so did this. And you're like, who's uncle so-and-so? And I've got to say, oh, well, this is blah, blah, blah. Like, but now you can just say it and you know. And that is like my favorite thing, being in a relationship or being, yeah, any kind of relationship where people know the background and they know it already. Like you have that bond because literally that's a making a new friend or a new relationship and having to tell them things. I only want to tell new information. I don't want to have to give you intro. I should just be able to like hand you a book and be like, here, read this.
That's one thing. You don't love providing context.
Read this and we can hang out later.
You don't, that's why every time you send me those TikToks, I have to really study all the TikToks you send through. So
you don't watch the TikToks.
So when you bring it up, I understand the context because if I, God forbid, I don't understand the context of a conversation that you're presenting to me.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
I was trying to make a joke, but that's one thing about you.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like it when people don't understand what I'm saying from the start. I just won't explain it. And if you don't get my joke either, I'm not happy about that. So I could like give people a guide and then they can read it and then they'll be speaking my love language.
But guys, just so you understand for context, Till's best comedic assets are her one-liners.
Yes, thank you.
But one-liners need to have context. So sometimes if you deliver a one-liner without context, it's futile and no one might get it. So, you know, I guess you've learned to deliver your comedy in a group of people that understand you.
Yes, I have, which is why you don't get many of my jokes. No, I'm kidding. You and Chloe both laughed at the joke today. Also, I put a joke in the work group chat and the people that laughed was my husband and my assistant. Touche. What's your love language? Do you have like any cute little things?
No, but not really cute. I mean, I like stuff.
You like gifts?
I like gifts. No, not really.
Have you done the actual quiz?
No, I need to.
I don't think I've actually done it. I've just assumed my love languages, which are all of them.
I know my love language, I think. What are my love languages?
Do you know? Physical touch.
I love physical touch.
Quality time? No, you don't care for that. I think really it's just physical touch. Just touch me. Mine's just gifts. That's gifts and read receipts. That's all I want.
Well, on that note.
and food is also my love language. So
no, but food is universal.
That was language. On that note.
Oh, gotcha. And we're off to grilled.
Woo.
Hey, that was
all over the place. I'm so sorry. I hope you guys like, I hope that was some Monday banter.
Because we're having like one of the best weeks. Like it's just a high energy week where we're just doing crazy things. By the way, I got to the office today and I was playing Bill Werther's Stand By Me super loud because I just had the office speak to myself. And I was just jamming and I'm 100% sure Hannah's going to post this on TikTok. And then the girls walked up and arrived at work and I was just jamming the fuck out.
Oh my God.
And it was fantastic. And while I was doing it, I was eating my breakfast. Actually, I had oats and I was thinking to myself, why do people think this is weird and strange when you just put the music up in the office and you just enjoy yourself? You know what I mean? Everyone's thinking, oh, that's so awkward.
That's what we said. You cannot be in a bad mood. Remember how we've said this before as well? You cannot be in a bad – if you are in a shitty mood, turn on the music loud and sing it.
Yeah.
You have to sing it. Have to. You won't be in a shit mood.
Now – try dancing to it as well. It's
great. Like if you're driving or whatever.
Yeah.
But like literally, I think it's impossible. I'm going to say it is impossible to be in a shit mood while you force yourself to sing your favorite song really loud.
Facts.
Bruno Mars is my favorite at the moment. I'm obsessed with Bruno Mars.
After you've listened to Bruno Mars, listen to Stand By Me by Bill Withers, I think it is.
The Don and Till playlist.
It's just going to put you in the best vibe. And by the way, I hope if it's a Monday morning or a morning on your way to work, jam out to those two tracks and think of us.
Enjoy your day.
Best freaking day. We love you.
Bye.